Virginia is one of 18 states that have not expanded Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. The previous governor tried several times without success. This time, the effort has more supporters, and that has created tension among Virginia Republicans. The debate has driven the legislative session into overtime. Megan Pauley of member station WCVE reports.
By the time the regular session adjourned last week, members of Virginia's GOP-controlled House of Delegates and Senate could not reconcile differences of opinion on Medicaid expansion.
That, of course, is the 800-pound gorilla in the room, if you will.
That's Republican Delegate Barry Knight from the Virginia Beach area. He's one of over a dozen Republicans who voted to include Medicaid expansion in the House budget, along with the work requirement this year. It's a big shift in the House position on the issue and comes after 15 seats flipped in the so-called blue wave of last November's election, which also saw the election of Democratic Governor Ralph Northam.
Hello, Virginia!
Here he is during a recent rally outside the state capitol in Richmond.
Ready to expand coverage.
Yeah!
A recent poll showed over 80% of likely Virginia voters also support expansion, and Northam is selling it hard.
I think the House heard that message loud and clear. The Senate, I think, still needs to listen a little bit.
He's referring to a strong movement against expansion, led by Senate Majority Leader Tommy Normant from the Tidewater area. Normant has come out against the House Republicans who want to expand. He reminds them that despite a slim margin, Republicans are still in charge.
I do think that the House of Delegates are still waiting for that moment of lucidity and epiphany to realize that their margin is 51 to 49.
But President Trump has mobilized Democratic voters, says Bob Holsworth, a former political science professor at Virginia Commonwealth University. He thinks there's a greater chance of expansion this year. It could pass in the Senate because of a potential wild card, he says. That's Republican Senator Emmett Hanger from rural central Virginia. Hanger has expressed support for some form of Medicaid expansion and has a track record of voting independently, says Holsworth.
Because what Emmett Hanger has said that's very interesting is that if he decides to support some version of Medicaid expansion, he says there are a number of other Republicans who are going to go over with me.
And if they don't come up with a budget that includes Medicaid expansion, Governor Northam has a plan B. He says he'll introduce an amendment to add it back into the budget. In the amendment process, the Lieutenant Governor, Justin Fairfax, gets a vote if the Senate ties.
There are so many people that we can help, and we have the means to do it. If we expand Medicaid, we just have to have the political will to do it.
Legislators officially get back to work April 11th. They need to pass a budget by June 30th to prevent a government shutdown. For NPR News, I'm Megan Pauley in Richmond.
And this story is part of a reporting partnership with Kaiser Health News.